Welcome to the Black Girl Flow podcast, a space dedicated to creating conversation that pushes us to be in alignment and at peace with ourselves and the world around us. We are about cultivating joy, growth, and success in our life, love, and identity. So join us as we find our flow. We are your hosts, Liv and Lex, two 20-something-year-old Black girls working every day to be in flow, and we want you along this journey with us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Black Girl Flow podcast. We know you missed us because we kind of went ghost. It is what it is. If y'all know anything about Liv and I, we move with life. And sometimes life be saying, it's the holidays. You got to take a break. And so we took a little bit of a break. But boy, oh boy, are we so excited to welcome y'all back to the Black Girl Flow community into this new 2022 new year. So, Liv, we owe them an apology.
We really do.
We stay doing this.
Y'all know we love y'all, though. Like, the love is always there. Y'all are always in the front of our minds. Sometimes that just doesn't translate in the way that we want it to. But we're going to get better with that.
Dang, we're really that friend that's texting back and forth and is like, yo, I typed out a message. I forgot to press send.
Dead ass.
That is literally what we've done. But we missed y'all. But I hope you have spent the past couple weeks catching up on all your favorite episodes. And if you missed some of the originals, going back, maybe listening and sharing with your faves to other people who you know you would love the Black Girl Flow podcast, then we thank you. And we're so excited to bring into the new year so much ideas. And I'm not going to jump ahead because we have so much to share with you all at the end of the episode about what is to come, because y'all, big things are coming. But before we do that, y'all probably curious what we've been up to. And boy, oh boy, were we booked and busy. Y'all should have gleaned, like, all of the pulse checks for all of our episodes in November and December was like, yo, I'm about to be so busy. So y'all probably already knew that we were about to go ghost for a minute.
Yeah, we're trying to justify it a little bit. Like, y'all already knew that was going to happen. So when it actually did happen, y'all weren't surprised. But yeah, like we were up to a lot. Y'all know I was kind of counting down to my birthday because cap season is the best season. And I literally had the best time. It was the most re-energizing trip that I've been on in a really long time. For those that don't know, I took me and my favorite girls out to San Diego, flew them out, if you will. And
on the PJ. Hey. Yes. No.
And we really just used that time to recenter ourselves and to connect with ourselves, figure out what we like, what sisterhood meant to us. Like, there was a spa day in there. Lexi is a San Diego native, so she kind of already like knew where to take us. So just having our tour guide there to bring us, what was the island that we went to?
We went to Coronado Island, did a little mainland things, did some Chicano Park, ate lots of great tacos. Once I got there, the taco eating began.
Yes, that's very much true. And that trip, like coming back to Atlanta after that, had me in my feels. And I was like, okay, I need to capitalize on all of this creative energy. I need to capitalize on, just like figuring out what I want my 2022 to look like before it was even 2022. Like, by the time my birthday actually came, because we took the trip before my actual birthday, I was already feeling so zen. Mm-hmm. And y'all, I've been wanting to see a psychic for a super long time.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about this.
Yes, I saw a psychic and I had a spiritual reading and I had a palm reading. If you know me for real, like, you know that I've been trying to get a spiritual reading from a psychic since I was like 13. It just never worked out. And my best friend was like, yo, let's go see a psychic on your 23rd birthday. So we went and she told me some crazy stuff just about my life and what stage I'm in. What I will say for those thinking about getting a spiritual reading, have some questions in mind that you would like to ask the psychic, because I felt like I was so stunned by the information that she gave me that by the end of the reading, I was just kind of like, I don't really have any questions. Like, I just kind of need to sit in this. But it was such an eye-opening experience. And for those that are kind of skeptical about spiritual readings, I would honestly just download the Pattern app. I endorse this app fully. Lexi put me on. It's an astrology app. And honestly, looking at your phase and your timing is very like, it's kind of like the same thing that I feel like a psychic would tell you. The psychic might tell you a little bit more in detail, but I find that the Pattern app, like my timing was very similar to what the psychic told me. So now that we are transitioning,
which is, let us know, like, what seasons are you entering into your life? Like, this is like so huge. I feel like so many people, like, they're, you know, they're like, okay, what do you do with the information that they share with you? And I think the way that you're applying it or how you're using it, I think is really healthy and beneficial. So like, how do you internalize what's said?
Yeah. So she told me a lot of different things just about the different phase I'm in, which is what the Pattern would call activation of power. So I have been in this phase of like expecting the unpredictable, kind of like a lot of things thrown at me. But now what she was saying was that like, she sees a move in my future. And that being super beneficial. She sees a trip in March/April being very beneficial, where I'll be able to like do a lot of like the content creation that I enjoy. She doesn't see like me focusing on any guy for like the first 6 months of 2022, and that being super beneficial to my self-love journey. So that was super touching, and it was kind of like, oh, I was already getting there to the point of understanding that, but it's so nice to hear someone else be able to clearly visualize it so that I can now step into that. So I love that. My birthday was phenomenal, and I am like, yeah, just feeling rested and re-energized.
Yeah.
Which is all that I could ever ask for.
Yeah. It's so interesting too, because I think, you know, you've talked with the Black Girl Flow community before, like how you did want that like spiritual psychic reading. And then I remember when you were like, I'm going to wait till my birthday. And you were like, 'cause I think I'm going to be in that headspace. And y'all know Liv was on her like pre-Capricorn, you know, energy, where I was like, she always does this right before her birthday, where she just starts like getting like quiet and like in the zen and in the practice in the space. And I'm like, oh yeah, you do this right before you have this burst of creativity and content, right? But it is really interesting, because I remember we were in San Diego and we were driving and we were talking about the Pattern, and you were like, Lexi, have you like, do you still keep up with it? Because it was in undergrad that we like really started putting on. And I was like, no, I haven't. And so I went back and I looked and I was like, what would be like a major monumental thing that like would, like I could see what cycle I was in. Right. And I signed for my house like the week before Thanksgiving. And I went back to the day that I got my house, and literally I was in career and home expansion, and I had 5 days left in it. And I was like, well, that would have been helpful. I was like, that's crazy. So there is kind of those nuggets. But at the same time, you never know what it is. But I'm so excited I feel like I got a reading with you, because I'm so proximate to your life that I'm like, now I can't wait to see how this unfolds, which is why I was like, let people know how you internalize it and how you use the information. Because I think you can do kind of whatever you want with it, which I think is the unique thing. Like, you don't have to take it as written in stone, but it's information. So it helps you make decisions and judgments, which I think is pretty cool. So that's exciting.
I love using astrology as a tool. I don't care what y'all name
it.
It is a tool for understanding the phase in life. Like, that is not coincidental. The Pattern, like being able to see what phase you are, like sometimes the Pattern be knowing that you're about to go through it before you even know you're going through it. So
yeah,
this is not sponsored. I just love that app so much. What's been going on in your life before we left everybody hanging?
Yeah, I think most people knew I was so booked and busy. I literally don't think that there was a weekend in December I was at my house. Like, it was every single weekend I was gone, I was working, I was doing something. And I try and embrace those seasons of engagement and high activity and all those things. But once the holidays finished, and I think a lot of people felt this way of like, it came so quick. Like, nobody was ready. I didn't have presents ordered. Like, I was looking a little raggedy by the time it happened. And then we all were looking raggedy, and then COVID like swept through all of us. So I think the holidays were good, were necessary. But I'm really excited to be back. I feel like January is flying by already. Like, I can't believe we're almost halfway through already. But I'm feeling really just grounded. And I've been doing a lot of reframing in my mind, like, not to wake up and be like, I'm so tired. Because in December, I just felt like I would wake up and I was already exhausted from the day. And I didn't know, like, no matter how much I slept or what time I went to bed or anything like that, I was just already exhausted. And a couple of things opened up my January, like, thought was going on a big family trip again. And my parents made the call to cancel that because of COVID. And I was just like, even my stress about those things happening, the universe played out that same reflection of that intuition. Absolutely. So I feel like that's happening a lot in my life, where I'm like, okay, you don't have to fight this. You just reframe the way that you're showing up in it. And that's been really freeing for me. And still have some really exciting things. I'm doing lots of celebrating, like, I think December is celebrating you, all my Capricorns. And y'all know I have so many Capricorns in my life. So, just being able to celebrate
it here. She definitely loves it here, despite what she says, but that's exciting. And like, I'm just so excited for what we also as a collective have in store, because I feel like for just bringing it all the way back for those that have been rocking with this for a long time, like, we kind of try to up the stakes for the community and just figuring out how we can connect with y'all more each season, like each season of the podcast. And we've grown so much with y'all over the past few years. And I'm just excited to like see what 2022 has in store for us. Because at the top of my mind, like, we have loved having such influential guests come on the show. And with the podcast growing, like, we want to have more of those hard-hitting guests, you know, Black women that we can aspire to be, or Black women that have just such unique perspectives on the things that we hold so dear to our, like, community, wellness, creativity, spirituality, finance, life, love. Like, we love a good vulnerable love moment, we do know. So I'm super excited about just the type of people that are going to be joining us in this journey.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Lynn. And I don't even think people know, like, how good the conversations that we're about to bring to the community are about to be. And to that point, we have so many new people joining the Black Girl Flow community. And Liv and I are so excited to engage with y'all, for you to learn about what we're cultivating. We have spent the past year since our rebrand really just trying to give examples and model what it means to live in flow, and why we think it's so important for particularly young Black women, and young meaning, like, you know, in your poppin' stage. I think every stage is poppin', but it's like, you know, that, you know, transitional from 20s onward, living your life in alignment. And this is really exciting because Liv and I are, wink, wink, getting a little bit closer in proximity. For those who know, I'm in North Carolina and Liv's in Atlanta, and we have a long distance friendship, but we might be getting a little bit closer. So what that means.
And sooner than you think.
and sooner than you think. And what that means is we're going to be able to provide content that gives even more of an inside look into how we live in flow. And so if you have any burning questions about Liv and I, and you know, we already know that we have very different approaches to a lot of things, but all of those behind the scenes or questions that you've had that are burning, go ahead and let us know on our social pages what you would love to see from us, because we are ready to bring you all the insider content about Liv and I, and what to expect for this season. And we're super excited about leaning into this new development for each other. And I'm so selfishly like so hyped, because Liv's like a sister to me and we're going to have so much fun.
No, it just felt like, oof. Yeah. We're super excited. And speaking of just like engaging and continuing the conversation over social, you know, I think that it would be super beneficial to figure out more ways to engage with y'all. Like, I think it's about time we get a website, or at least just like a, you know, a communal space off of the interwebs where we can have more of a community and figure out like a newsletter situation, so that we're always at the top of y'all's mind, because y'all are always at the top of our mind. So we've got some big, big intentions, I feel like, coming in to the new year for 2022.
For sure. And it's interesting because, you know, we always talk about, and I think a lot of people, just because the past 2 years have been such a blur and it's really challenging people's sense of how time flows and fits in our life. You know, I saw a lot of people being like, maybe not New Year's resolutions this year. Like, we don't have so much control. And I think what we want to share with you all is our big vision, right? And know why we're doing these little steps to get us somewhere. And I think we did such a good job of explaining the pivot for why we even rebranded last year, that I think it's important that we share a little bit of why we're making these strategic steps right now, because we ultimately want the Black Girl Flow podcast to be a community. And Absolutely. We not just want y'all to be able to engage virtually or with Liv and I or just listeners. Like, we want this to be a community that you can go to, that you can engage, that you can learn, be, you get your cup filled up with. And, you know, what that really says is the big vision is that all these little steps along the way get us closer and closer to true in-person communities that we're building, like, not just in the physical locations that we are, but that you all get to interact with each other. And we think it's important to share that vision so that you all know where we're going and why we're going that way, and to hold us accountable to, like, to share that. And I think that's so important, because that's a part of what being in community is all about, is not gatekeeping that information.
No, absolutely. I'm getting the fuzzies. And our vision for the community is always to just be in flow, be aligned, and help one another out. So
yeah,
this is such exciting stuff. And again, we are going to try next. Look, we're gonna reference this episode at the end of the year to just keep ourselves accountable on not going ghost when the holiday season comes. But we're back, we're better, and we're ready to bring y'all the content that y'all deserve.
Of course. I'm so excited for everything that is to come. There's lots of moving parts, and we're at it again. It's almost like we know what we're doing.
Back at it. So thank you all so much for tuning in. As always, make sure to connect with us on Instagram. That's where you can really like see what's happening, see all the growth and everything, the day to day.
And if you're not already, like, that's where you're going to get all the updates. You're going to hear about all the guests. And on TikTok, you're going to see a little bit of Liv and I's background. Go ahead and go to that YouTube if you love seeing our reactions and the guests that we have. Like, if you're not already connected with us on all the socials, you are definitely going to want to get ahead of the game for this one. And while you're already at it, y'all know how it be. go ahead and rate and review on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts so that other folks can find and get connected to this community as we continue to grow this aligned living in their fullness, wholeness community of flow and beauty.
Ah, I couldn't have said it any better. So with that being said, we're going to close out this week's conversation with peace, love, blessing, and we will see y'all next time. Bye.
Bye.
All right. That wraps up our episode this week. Don't forget to go check out Black Girl Flow podcast on social media and even check out our new YouTube channel to continue the conversation there. We really appreciate if y'all could rate and subscribe our channel. And with that said, see you all next time. Rest well, folks.